This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paso, Texas, a place where I used to live. They say it's at the breaking point. That's how it's being described, as migrants are flooding the border. The mayor upset. Meanwhile, a storm just completely caused chaos with flooding and power outages along the east coast. Ophelia, we knew that was happening. It marched right up and down I-95. How bad was it? And how about this shocker? ABC, Washington Post poll, Biden is trailing Donald Trump, who probably will be the challenger for the Republicans. Trump leads 52-42%. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be with you. Wow, I'm in year 16 plus with this show. Thanks to all of you for remembering my anniversary. I got a lot of great emails. When we go to the mailbag, I'll read a couple of them. But it's not about celebrating in El Paso. You know, it's an interesting place that definitely has a spot in my heart, because this is where I got my, really one of my first big career breaks, and I spent a lot of time at that border. I've talked about this before, and it's really sad to see. You've got more than 2,000 people a day trying to get asylum. The shelter capacity is just done. They're straining all the resources. Mayor Oscar Lesser held a big news conference. He said, look, the city of El Paso only has so many resources, and we have come to a breaking point now. What's happened is the arrival of mostly the Venezuelan assembly seekers. It's that crowd. And that's part of the larger swell of immigrants who travel some of those really horrible, dangerous routes to be on buses and cargo trains to the Mexican border towns near San Diego and El Paso and Eagle's Pass. We've talked about that, Eagle Pass. We've talked about that before. So the numbers of people crossing had really gone down. But now all of a sudden, it's on the rise again. And it is a serious, serious problem. The Border Patrol is at its wits' end. I mean, what do they do? Over the past 10 days, the city has worked with the Border Patrol to try to provide shelter for 6,500 people. About two-thirds of the people crossing currently are single men. 32% are families. Just 2%, thank goodness, are the unaccompanied children that often you hear about. But what a crazy, crazy crisis this is, with not a lot of answers. I mean, there are things that were never enforced. I've said this before, but you can't go back in history, because there were laws that have been broken over and over and over and over again for decades. So, look, this is where we're at this point, and it's just buckling the resources, and nobody has any answer for that, right? So, I mean, at this point, listen, people are going to cross a lot of borders to get to the U.S. They're going to do it. They're in horrible situations, like the situation in Venezuela. So what is the answer here? What is the answer in figuring out what to do and where it's leaving the people on the other side? It's not good for anyone all the way around. And a lot of you have had some things to say about that also in the mailbag, and we will definitely talk about it when we get to the mailbag. I'll try to go through a lot of your thoughts on that. All right, I talked about this storm. It just seems like constantly, right, we're talking about that because we're in the heart of hurricane / tropical storms now. So Ophelia is this one, and it just caused a lot of flooding, a lot of power outages along the East Coast. Especially, it made landfall in North Carolina, like in Bern, North Carolina, 6.5 inches of rain. A lot of those seawalls fell apart. That's how the flooding happened. There were a lot of the power outages, rough seas. all the way from North Carolina to New Jersey and even beyond that. So the gusty winds really cut the power to about 30,000 customers, and that's, I just checked, as of about half an hour ago, right before I went on the air, you can check up a thing called poweroutage.us, and a lot of the weather people and other people have advised me that's just a great place to go. And Pennsylvania topped the list of affected states, right? 80-mile-an-hour winds measured in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. I was looking at the totals, and there's a place called Cape Lookout in North Carolina, 72 miles an hour. My family used to go to Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Sea Isle, New Jersey, 68 miles an hour. 68 miles an hour. So anyway, people dealing with the aftermath of that, which can be tough, because then what happens in waiting to get the power back and all that you're dealing with there, certainly it becomes so much more difficult. And then on the lighter side, Taylor Swift was in Travis Kelce's box, the Chiefs superstar, and on the broadcast, of course, one of the games that was broadcast, the Chiefs over the weekend, and the Chiefs game, so much of the focus was on Taylor Swift and the fact that she was at this game and she was in his box, so his mother was there and she was dressed in the Chiefs colors. Well, is there a bigger superstar musically than Taylor Swift? As many fathers know, scrounging up the money, the crazy amount of money, to take their Swiftie daughters to see her in concert across the country. And the Chiefs blew out the Bears 41-10. But like I said, it was good that they had her as an attraction, because they kept going back to the box and her cheering. And apparently, it was, like I said, she's such a huge name right now in the U.S. with her music and her huge Eras concert everywhere they go, pumping money into the economy. And by the time it's all said and done, I was reading something the other day, if you count overseas, it could be $2 billion altogether. But the fascination about what's happening here, he went to her, one of her concerts is what happened, and then kind of put the all call out that he wanted, you know, hey, why don't you come to see where I perform? And so she accepted the invitation and went to the game. So it just made it for a side intriguing part of this, like I said, because it was a boring game. So because it was that kind of a game, they switched across the nation to the Cardinals-Cowboys game, which was a little closer, which the Cowboys lost and the Cardinals upset them 28-16, because the other game was such an insane blowout. And there were a lot of games that were like that over the weekend. In our second hour, we'll go to the Man Cave, certainly, and talk about those games and what happened there. In the meantime, I mentioned this right as soon as I cracked open the mic. Here's a big one. The fact that you've got this new ABC Washington Post poll that shows Donald Trump slightly ahead, showing Biden trailing Trump by 10 percentage points very early, very, very early in the election cycle. But that is a sizable margin in a survey, that is for sure. Coming up, over the weekend, there were some other things that happened, like the writer's strike might be solved. Words are back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Industry has been shut down by this couple of strikes, right? The Actors Union and what's happening with the Writers Guild. The entertainment business as a whole is pushing toward somewhere of $6 billion in losses, right? We got a couple of strikes that we're going to talk about. And, of course, a big one, I think, to me, is what's happening, obviously, with the auto workers. But I mentioned Hollywood because this has been since May. And you could say, well, you know, I don't care about what's going on. But you'd be surprised how many blue-collar, amazing, incredible, talented people behind the scenes who have mouths to feed have really been hit by this strike. And there are people that have tried to help. But the major film and television studios and the striking writers did reach a tentative agreement on Sunday after these marathon conversations, negotiations. So on Sunday night, it appears that there is a path forward to end what is happening here. And you got to think, this is since May 2nd. So a lot of the things that they wanted to happen in the contract, I guess, is happening. There's like 11,000 writers. And like I said, you could say, oh, it doesn't. I have met more people that they don't live in Hollywood. They're not making serious money. They have kids. They have lives. They have whatever. But they are somehow connected to the industry, and they work in various jobs. I actually can't believe how many people I had no idea that were affected by this that I know in my world. So that's a good thing that some of these people are going back to work, obviously, after 5 months. You know, it came so close to being probably the longest strike in history. You know, it came pretty close to that, because I think that with this wrap-up, they're going to just beat that, but still so much time down the drain. And then with the results of that, this is like the $6 billion. That's what economists are saying anyway, because you have industries, here's an example, like restaurants, service firms, prop shops. I know someone that has a prop shop. They felt the effects of the dispute, and they had to cut people. They didn't want to, but they had to dump people because they couldn't afford to pay them anymore. So in New York, they had 11 major productions that were done. 1.3 billion, 17,000 jobs in New York because of that. So with this wrap up, it looks like that it could just be days and people would be back to work. So that's, you know, that's a good thing. And what the writer said in a nutshell is they can't afford to live under the current economics and pay structure of TV and the movie industry, because there's fewer job opportunities on a lot of shows. There's lower pay for many writers who do find work. I mean, even some that are super successful at this. And of course, part of the concern is the rise of artificial intelligence, and they wanted protections to ensure movies and shows are written by humans, not machines. There's big concerns about AI, and it makes sense. It makes sense. All right, it's not so much about AI at all when it comes to the United Auto Workers, but they're apparently prepared to strike for months. There were some memos that were leaked, and in the communications, they say in the communications, if we can keep them wounded for months, and they don't know what to do, this is a reoccurring thing that's hurting their reputations and damaging it in Operation Chaos, and that's what we're going to do. I mean, is that what the strategy is? So it's the whole stand up and strike. If all 145,000 UAW members among the three automakers were to strike at the same time, it would be like $70 million a week. That's what it would be. And they're targeting what they're targeting now is certain plants and whatnot to try to make it so that it's crippling and to force their hand to figure it out. Same thing, the cost of living increase. They don't want that. Better working conditions, you know, that whole thing and more that is not happening. So it's starting to cause definitely a little bit of an effect, but how much bigger will it get? And the answer is it could get a lot bigger the way it's looking. It could get a lot bigger and have a much bigger effect on what happens in the auto industry when you're paying how much for a truck or how much for to have a repair of something where they don't have certain parts. I mean, a lot of it is about parts. And at this point, it's kind of just a tug of war. But it could get much, much worse. Much, much worse. Kind of like looking at, as I had a conversation over the weekend about this, and looking at what happens when we could have a government shutdown. What does it mean if we have a government shutdown? How many people are going to find themselves pinched? And the possibility of that, what they're doing, it's interesting. Across Washington, they're bracing for the shutdown. They think it's going to happen. So salary advances, that's happening. Staff reshuffling, all of that, because they think there's going to be a lapse in government funding. So if that's happening and they're shuffling the deck, I think they think it's inevitable that it's going to happen, right? The White House Budget Office is reminding federal agencies to make plans for a potential shutdown. They're compiling a list of food banks and financial resources. That's an example, right? You have Representative Sean Casson from Illinois, who's offering pay advances to staffers who would stop getting paychecks if the government shuts down next week. And it's set to expire at the end of the week with the fiscal year closing, the end of this week with the fiscal year closing, and no path for a temporary spending measure at this point to keep federal agencies operating. So how do they weather this? You know, Speaker Kevin McCarthy sent members of Congress home Thursday after efforts to kind of break the spending impasse failed. And it seemed like this is what's happening. What are the instructions? What do you tell people that work for you? What happens when you take a wrecking ball to this and you shut everything down? You have to be preemptive about it, right? So, like, here's the other thing. You got other things with federal agencies, passport renewals, addressing the immigration issue that I mentioned. Much harder to do because you don't have the federal workers that would normally be there, right? So how do you handle the demands of not having the staff? You know, last time, I said this several times, and you know this, last time the reason the government shut down stopped was because air traffic controllers weren't getting paid and they were walking off the job. So no flights, we're not having anybody in the air because we're not paying anyone, right? And then you got somebody like Steve Womack, Republican from Arkansas, Congressman Womack. He's been in office for the last three shutdowns. He's going to pay $2,000 in advances to staff members in anticipation of a short-term government closure. He said, I don't want any of my staff to miss a paycheck and run the risk of not being able to make rent because it's expensive. I know the impact it has on the people least capable of affording it. And that's what I say. It's the people who can't afford it that you don't realize that are getting squeezed in all of this. So that's the idea. How can we get these advances? What can we do? Like the Congressional Federal Credit Union, they serve people who work on the Hill. So they're offering a 0% interest loan for 60 days to staffers who get furloughed or are working without pay during a shutdown. You know, hundreds of thousands of workers across the government, and they're not allowed to work while their agencies are closed. But, you know, then they could get back pay when the government reopens because of a law passed after the last shutdown. But saying that to somebody you owe rent to or a mortgage or something for your kids, that doesn't wash. You gotta pony up the money. They're not gonna cut you a break. So this is the best plan is that this is going to be a shutdown. So you just have to accept that we're going to be shut down and there's going to be people who are going to be bearing the brunt of it who can least afford it. Coming up, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag around the bend.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Bad weather could hamper post-Thanksgiving travel.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So far, more than 200 flights delayed, more than 20 canceled across the country. Those numbers expected to rise as the weekend rolls on. Utah, for example, could see more than a foot of snow.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your emails. Just a ton of them rolled in over the weekend, and so let's just go right to them, including this one from Joe. He says, Kate, I know that you've talked about Robert Menendez, the crooked senator from New Jersey in the past. This latest nonsense with him is just crazy. I do not think that he is that Teflon that this won't stick to him, and the Democrats are trying to boot him away. Yeah, for people who don't know, even the governor of New Jersey is saying, resign, get away. And he stepped down from his, because you know, you get extra money when you're in different committees, especially when you're a chair, and he stepped down from being the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. So what happened was he was charged on Friday with taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, including bars of gold bullion. You cannot make this stuff up. So it's a 3-count federal indictment, and it depicted this incredible plan hatched during a bunch of dinners in text messages on encrypted calls, and most of it at increasing U.S. assistance to Egypt and aiding businessmen in New Jersey. And also, Menendez's wife is accused of acting as a go-between, passing messages to an American-Egyptian businessman who had close connections with the Egyptian military and intelligence officials and all that. And, of course, Menendez is saying that he's confident that the matter would be successfully resolved once all the facts are presented. That's what he's saying. But the charges that were described were about crazy backroom dealings in his New Jersey home and, you know, matters of security in the Middle East and all of that. I mean, the new charges, I think, really threaten his political power, his empire, if you will. He did send a letter to Chuck Schumer, that Hail Mary, informing him he was stepping down as that chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, because that's what you have to do. And he did that, but it does not look good. I mean, he's even accused of meddling in an investigation by the New Jersey Attorney General's office, using advice and pressure to try to persuade a senior prosecutor to go easy in the case of two associates of a man who gave him a Mercedes convertible. Yeah. How do you think that makes the people in Jersey feel? You know, his wife accepted cash, gold, payments toward a home mortgage, luxury car, a whole bunch of other valuable things. The day after a trip to Egypt, this is what I don't understand. You cannot look things up on the internet. It is not a free space, my friends, when you get indicted. So he was looking up on the internet, how much is 1 kilo of gold worth? So we'll see what happens here. All right, thanks for that question, though, or pointing that out, because it was a good thing to bring up. All right, this one is from Max, who emails us frequently. It's been a while, though. Hey, Kate, and he says it's been a while. I have to tell you, this situation at the border is just complete insanity with what's, first of all, it's very sad with what's happening in Venezuela, and you have to feel for the people. But the problem then becomes, how do we deal with it? If you have 9,000 plus people that are illegally crossing across our border, which is creating a humanitarian insane crisis, you just can't allow that to happen. Whether it just breaks our hearts or not, and it's sad to see families or sad to see people who are desperate to get out of horrific situations, we can't house, we can't educate, we can't deal with that amount of people. And the people in Texas and California and in other parts of the country, Arizona, they get it the worst because they're the points of the crossings, and this surge has to be dealt with, not ignored. Boy, I agree with you there, Max. That's part of the problem. It's just passing it off. It's easy to make great big speeches, say, oh, this is atrocious, this, we have to do something. But not we have to, it's atrocious. The words don't matter now. It's actions, baby. You have to have some action in this. Got to figure it out, because it's just been the same circle over and over again. But especially when you have the big surges, when you have that many people, and of course, why are they motivated? And I completely get it. I can't even imagine being, you're in that situation. You could be murdered even trying to get there, and all the long walk that you could go through. And then what are you told that's going to be on the other side? But you're running from poverty and violence and hunger and horrible situations. But what are you thinking is going to happen on the other side of this? You just want to get out. Especially if you have kids, you want to do something to save them. Well, and so what do you do? Now, remember there was this app that was supposed to allow the migrants to make appointments to cross into the United States so it would be orderly, that was a program that was started this summer to enable people to apply to immigrate at new processing centers, even in other countries. So then you had 1,500 a day enter the country using the app so you could control and organize the flow, and that is just not happening, especially with so many of the Venezuelans. And it's overwhelmed. Like, look at New York City. You have the mayor of New York saying, we can't deal. You better help us. We do not know what to do. He's like basically said, we're screwed, basically. We have no way to do anything here. So that's not good. I mean, you just, They're recovering bodies of people who aren't even making it. There's thousands who cross the border that then are being deported when they arrive, right? So you have all that. So there's a big, there's just a big chaotic movement that's gotten worse, especially when you have the influx and when you have a horrible crisis like Venezuela that just adds to already the people that are coming over. And to me, the solution was in hand decades and decades ago. But as I say, there you can't go put the genie back in the bottle. So what do you do there? You can't do it. All right, let's move on to this one from... This one is from Al, who says, "Hey, Kate, I am a huge NFL fan like you. I was watching during the day a lot of different games, kind of flipping around. I got the Sunday package. And, boy, the Miami Dolphins, their fans must just be loving it because, you know, they stopped short of a scoring record, 70 points, and they blew out the Denver Broncos at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. I used to live there, and I used to go to some of the games. But, wow, how humiliating for Denver. And I love the fact that the home team, even though they ran up the score, booed them because they wanted them to put up even more than 70 points. Well, see, here's the thing. They could have tried a field goal, a 45-yard field goal, which would have broken the record for the amount of points in a game, but they didn't do that. You know, instead they took a knee, right? I mean, look, that's crazy. It was a rout. It just doesn't make any sense. They had blown them out so badly. Tua throws for 309 yards and 4 touchdowns. I mean, you know, just absolutely crazy, the insane stats of everyone. So the Dolphins became the first team in NFL history to score 5 rushing touchdowns and 5 passing touchdowns in the same game. That should be enough. It should be enough. Because here's the record they would have completely broken. It goes all the way back to 1966, and Washington beat the Giants 72 to 41. Yeah, that's on the other side of that. Boy, Denver has some things to figure out, that's for sure. All right, this one is from Harold, who says, "Finally, hallelujah, it looks like we could have some new programming because the screenwriters and the studios have come to a tentative agreement. Kate, as you know, I'm here in Southern California. It's all that anyone's talking about, and it's affected so many businesses because of what happens with catering and restaurants, and you'd be surprised how many people are affected that have what you would think on the surface is nothing to do with the entertainment business, but especially in SoCal, we really felt it. I think in New York they did, but also in other locations in towns around America where it's great money when productions come in and they are filming television shows or series or whatever it might be. So this is good news because it means it's a 3-year deal. It just has to officially be approved. And then once that happens, then, you know, they can move on to getting back to the business at hand of picking up some of the shows that many people watch that would just be basically iced through the fall. Yeah, a lot of, you know, a lot of things like even the shows like The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, whatever. I mean, the, you know, Jennifer Hudson Show, Drew Barrymore Show, all those shows too. All of that because of the monologues and everything else just completely shut down. But also the fall schedules, which probably some of you watch some of those shows. UBI's coming up next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
One of my favorite things to do. I love having Jeremy Paulson come on with me. He's our technical maestro for this show to talk about ubiquitous bits of information or fun facts. And there's just so many things that it's information, the flow of information, the things you do not know that I think are that make the world go around. So this is a lot of fun to do it, and he's gracious enough to do it with us. So, Jeremy, hello.
Hello.
You have what for UBIs? I always let you go first. What do you have?
I think I did this one before, but I play video games. You always make fun of me because I play video games, and I'm an old guy playing video games. But
dude,
what is the average age of a video game designer?
That's a good question. I'm going to try this because I have a friend whose daughter is 28.
So it's 30 to 40. So
wow. She's 28.
What's the average salary of a video game designer?
$50,000.
$85,000.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That makes sense because how much money are they making on video games? Video games are very popular.
What is the video game industry worth?
$1 billion.
$160 billion.
Wow, of course, $160 billion. Because you think of Madden, you think of the games, you think of all of it. And you could be
listen, you could be a girl, young girl, boy, older. Really, it reaches out across all lanes. Wow, what did you say it was again? How many billion?
160.
Wow, that would be the business to get into. How about the America Tonight video game? I'll pay you to design it. Do it. 160 billion. Wow.
We'll do a sound engineer simulator.
I like it. It's really, really good. Wow.
Next, Super Mario designer must have loved rock and roll, because did you know that the Koopas... You know, the Koopas?
Uh-huh.
There's actually four of them that have rockers' names. There's Ludwig, Iggy, Lemmy, and Reznor.
Hmm.
So he must elect rock and roll, because he named some Koopas after some famous rockers.
Wow. I like it. Nice.
And then
Go ahead. What's your favorite video game?
My favorite? I mean, I don't know. Right now, it's Baldur's Gate. It's pretty fun because it's like this huge RPG. It's like 1,000 different ways you can go in the dialogue, I guess, based on your races and yeah.
Wow, I like it.
And then last, what was the first game played in space?
Ooh, Pong.
Tetris.
Tetris.
In 1993, a cosmonaut, I'm going to slander this, Alexander Sorebrov.
Okay.
Played Tetris and then later sold it for $1,220.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tetris,
What we should do. We should send, like, old stuff to space and bring it back and sell it for, like, 10 times the cost.
I agree with you. Did you ever play Tetris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
I have not played Tetris. I'm not a game player, though. Not really. I have played Madden. I have played other games. My mother was good at Tetris. She was she was in computer programming and was just brilliant on that side of it. And it wasn't that she played video games all the time, but she really liked Tetris and she was good at it.
I feel like everyone's played Tetris back in the 90s. It was very, very easy.
It was popular.
To get on the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone would have it on their phone just to pass time.
Yeah. Just to pass time. I like it.
Games nowadays, though.
Yeah, everything's fun games.
You can play like a complete big, awesome game on your phone nowadays.
Well, and there's so many different things, like even the word games. Like, I play Wordle from the New York Times, and so many people play that became a thing.
Yeah, my mom plays that.
Oh, yeah, I like it. It's hard, but yeah. So, there you go. So, I guess I'm a gamer.
Yeah, right.
That was good.
If you refer to watching games.
That was good. I'm still trying to get over the 160 billion. Oh. You know, we picked the wrong career. We should just be creating video games. That's what we should be doing. It's hard.
I got some great ideas for video games, but to actually create it, I mean,
oh yeah,
it's a lot of work.
It's hard. I have a friend whose daughter does that, and for her, and she's very good. But what she learned and how she got in, and all the things, she's in Austin, Texas, and wow, it's a lot. A lot. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so speaking, it's funny you're talking about video games, because I wanted to talk about DVDs, the death of the DVD. I mean, there are DVDs. You can find them at yard sales. Sometimes people still use DVDs.
I use a ton of DVDs.
Right.
I still buy them.
That's what I'm saying. There are people that just are not letting go of it, but Netflix is letting go of it, right? So their final discs are done after September 29th. That's it. It's it. They're done. The final discs are shipped on September 29th. That's it. Gone. Phasing it out. 25 years of a DVD rental service. which is incredible.
Netflix did a rental service.
Oh, my gosh. I used to do. It was huge. You get the red envelope, you whatever, first-run movies.
Yeah, I thought that was like Redbox or whatever.
But you didn't have to go. You just would order it. Okay. You didn't have to go and get it. You just subscribe, and they would send it to you. And it was huge. So many people did it. And it was easy to return them. It was a brilliant thing. It was right before streaming. It was so perfect for them to come up with that. And then they came up with
GameFly. GameFly had a thing like that. You pay per month.
Yeah.
You get like a certain amount of games. And you can always have like those games. And you can send them back and get different ones.
Yeah. And, you know, they shipped out their first movie in 1998. And here's a great story. Sometimes when I speak, I talk about this, like not being innovative and not paying attention to people who have good ideas. But they, the people, the founders of the, of Netflix, went to Blockbuster and said, listen, do you want to buy us or can we work with you? We have this idea because we see where the future's going. And they laughed him out of the room pretty much. And then crushed Blockbuster because then people didn't go to Blockbuster. It just completely closed. There's one store left. No. And they didn't go and do that anymore because of Netflix, of what they did, and then streaming and all the things that happened after
streaming killed the video store.
Yeah, killed it. I mean, and look, you think of what the DVD and how it all started. I mean, when was it really developed? The digital optical disc data storage format was invented and developed, you ready for this, in 1995, released in 1996. DVD video players were first released for sale in the United States in 1997. That's when it became bigger and everybody was getting them, remember, and they were more expensive then.
I was thinking 03, so I would have been off by like 5-6 years.
Yeah, crazy to think about that. And you could, I mean, for all different kinds of things, right? The things that they contain in it with the DVDs now, storing information, playing video games, storing software and computer files, watching movies. But so much of that is, again, you can get a DVD player for nothing because of streaming, because everybody's doing the streaming thing, right?
It's not even that. The technology is getting so advanced. You know, external hard drives used to be fairly big. I just got a new one, and it's smaller than my credit card.
Wow.
It's like 2 terabytes, and it's like, the thing is so small, I'm like, I'm going to lose this thing.
I know, right? It's so hard to keep up with how fast the technology and how small and et cetera that it's getting, user-friendly, whatever. And what's really interesting is if you try to figure out who invented the DVD player, or even asked around to people I know that are in the industry, there's nobody that's, if you look it up, there's no inventor of the DVD. It's just owned by a group of companies known as the DVD Forum. So, and it includes like Hitachi, JVC, Sony, Time Warner, all those, Philips. Isn't that crazy? So nobody, I'm so shocked that there wasn't just one single inventor, but there you go. Jeremy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Be safe, be sane, and be happy, my friends.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.